At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to The Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of The Best Football Show with your host here, Brian Baldinger, at Baldy NFL across all the platforms. And you can download this Odyssey app for free. And you could subscribe, like, comment on this show. We'd love to keep growing it here. It is the dog days of July. It is a dead period across the league. Almost everybody is on vacation right now. Happy 4th of July to everybody. Post 4th of July. Hope you had a safe and, happy, long holiday, July 4th on a Friday all weekend. I know I did. I'm sure everybody had, their plans. But anyways, but it's a dead time, except that there are three premier elite pass rushers that are unsigned right now and look like there could be long extended holdouts. We're talking about T.J. Watt in Pittsburgh, Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati, and Micah Parsons. And, some of these deals take time. I'll just go back 3 years. I remember when Nick Bosa got his deal after being the defensive player of the year. And their opening game was in Pittsburgh that year, San Francisco at Pittsburgh. And I just happened to be announcing that game for national radio. And I remember seeing Nick down the field, and he literally he was a holdout. And he got signed. He literally signed his contract on Friday before the opening game of the season on Sunday in Pittsburgh. He ended up having three sacks that day, and San Francisco blew Pittsburgh out. It was ugly. But, I just talked to him briefly on the field that day. Like, man, it was a pain in the ass. It wasn't fun. The contract was this thick. It was like a Bible. He didn't even read all of it. There was so much stuff in it. But he signed it. And so I only mention that story because there's always time. I remember back in 1984, we opened up, I was with the Dallas Cowboys. We opened up with the Rams, and Randy White was a holdout that year and he went fishing. That's all we knew. There was no social media. There was no way to come. He went fishing, never came to training camp. And our opening game was Monday night against the Rams. And Randy White showed up Sunday night and started Monday night. So, these guys, they're all in shape. They're all elite. You can literally throw a uniform on them, that sign the deal and play that day. I mean, they're just sort of wired that way and probably have a chance to be really fresh and quicker than everybody else without going to training camp. So there's time. But, these things are tricky. There's going to be all kinds of rumors. There are already rumors floating out there that the Eagles would trade for T.J. Watt, and they'd give up so-and-so. And so I'm not going to address any rumors. There's no need to do that. I just don't. But, the amount of money that's being given to elite pass rushers, and all three of these guys, make no mistake about it, T.J. Watt has 108 sacks in his time in Pittsburgh, a bunch of forced fumbles, a bunch of interceptions, touchdowns, you name it. Trey Hendrickson has 35 sacks. And, the last two seasons, the most in the NFL. Micah Parsons is just the best pass rusher in the business. I mean, the way that he affects the quarterback, not from a sack standpoint, but just from a pressure standpoint and what teams have to do to try to contain him. So it's July 7th. There's a lot of time. The season kicks off in Philadelphia on September 4th. I'm not sure why the Dallas Cowboys have not extended Micah Parsons, even after his first or second season, to be honest with you. I mean, they saw what he was right away in this business. Opening game against Tampa, the guy was just ferocious. I mean, Tom Brady was cussing out his offensive line, saying, block this son of a gun, I'm not sure why Dallas just hasn't budgeted the money and just signed him the way the Eagles do it with all their star players. Lane Johnson's been the best right tackle in football for most of 13 years, and he's been extended two or three times over the last 4 or 5 years. They're not going to let him get away. They're not going to let, and that's how Dallas should approach Micah. You can't let this guy hit the open market. If you do, I mean, he's going to make more money than anybody that's ever played that position. But at the same time, you have to understand what the market is and why Dallas hasn't done that. I don't know. All right, that's that. Now, so, and Trey is just, he's their best defensive player, has been their best defensive player since they plucked him the way from the New Orleans Saints. He's got 70 and a half sacks over the last 5 years. You know, the guy's put up monster numbers, and he has an elite skill set. So I hope all three guys get signed by their current teams. I really do, because they're hard to find. They're not in every draft. Micah Parsons isn't in every draft. We'll see what Abdul Carter looks like this year. But those guys aren't in TJ. They're not in every single draft. They're rare. They're rare. And when you get one and they're productive, the way all three of these guys have been productive, then I think you need to, you know, identify that and figure out a way to lock them up, because the market is only going up. You know, it's only going to increase, just like every position, wide receiver, quarterback. The market just continues to be reset as the salary cap continues to rise. All right. We started an NFC East chat a couple of weeks ago, or maybe 2 weeks ago. And we started off with just a basic chat about the current state of the NFC East. As we know, the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles reside in the NFC East, and the team that they had to defeat to get to the Super Bowl resides in the NFC East in the Washington Commanders. So we have talked about Philadelphia. We've talked about Washington. We've talked about the Dallas Cowboys. The only team left now is the New York Football Giants. And, you know, last year was an incredibly disappointing season. It was the 100th anniversary of the New York Giants. One of the real pillars of this entire industry was the New York Giants, Wellington Mara, the history. And they were out there, and it was just an ugly, ugly season. You know, the quarterback gets benched. The quarterback is released. They're playing four different quarterbacks. It's just an ugly season. But they did see some bright spots in it. Tyrone Tracy Jr. was a good pick. All right. He was a former wide receiver, turned running back at Purdue, fourth or fifth round pick, really good football player. So, you know, Dexter Lawrence continues to be an elite player, but they had, I thought, a very good draft this year. I'm excited to see Cam Scataboo and what he does. I'm excited about him and Tyrone Tracy as a 1-2 punch in the backfield. I'm not writing Devin Singletary off, but these guys are young and they're fresh, and I think they're going to complement one another really well. The offensive line should have depth. You know, John Runyon should come back. We'll find out about Evan Neal. Jermaine Illuminar is a very good player. Andrew Thomas, can he stay healthy? I mean, if they put their offensive line, John Michael Schmitz at center, the third year, if they put their offensive line together and they stay healthy, and you look at Malik Nabers and you look at Wandale, you know, and you look at the tight end situation, you know, and you look at Darius Slayton coming back and Jalen Hyatt, like they should be a good offense. They should be. You know, Brian Daboll has shown that he can create offense, that he can, you know, if you're quarterback, and that's, you know, the big question mark with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston and Jaxon Dart. That's the question mark with the Giants. What level of performance are they going to get from the quarterback position right now? I said when they drafted Jaxon Dart and they traded back into the first round to use the 25th pick to draft Jaxon Dart, that they didn't need Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. Like the second reps should go to the rookie. He's a first round pick. You got to know and find out if this guy can be the guy. The Eagles found out that Jalen Hurts is the guy. Washington very quickly found out that, you know, Jaden Daniels is the guy. The Dallas Cowboys found out 8 years ago that Dak Prescott is the guy. The Giants have to find that out. Like a lot of teams, you've got to find your quarterback. I mean, otherwise, you're just going to get a revolving door of GMs and coaches and systems and head coaches. It's just going to keep revolving the way it has because they haven't found the guy. Daniel Jones was not the guy. All right. And, it was pretty clear, not just the injuries, but the inconsistency. And so they got to find out if Jackson Dart can be the guy, because if he isn't, they got to go back to the well and they got to get that position figured out. Otherwise, they're never going to compete with the Eagles and Commanders and the Cowboys. So maybe Russell Wilson plays better than he's played. He has not played well in Seattle, Denver, or Pittsburgh. He's shown flashes, but he doesn't look like a Pro Bowl quarterback. All right. And so how long do they stay with Russell Wilson in what might be the toughest schedule in all of football? We know the NFC East. I mean, it's brutal. But the Giants' schedule is really tough. In fact, I'll be there week one. Is that September 7th? National radio, I'm going to see the whole NFC East. I'm on Thursday night. I'm doing the kickoff game for Compass Media Networks and national radio with Dallas and Philadelphia. And 3 days later, I'll be in Washington at FedEx Field. I think it's still FedEx Field for the Giants and the Commanders. Now, you think about that game. You know, Brian Daboll's first game as a coach of the Giants, 2022, was in Tennessee. And they won that game 21-20. And it really jump-started the whole season. They won 9 games that year. They went to the playoffs. They beat the Minnesota Vikings in a playoff game. And they ran the ball really, really well. Saquon, Daniel Jones, it was a great 1-2 punch. I mean, they go to Washington week one. I mean, nobody really knows what they have week one. Nobody really plays many starters in the preseason. So you kind of just hope that you're ready to go. And the offseason conditioning, the offseason work kicks in week one. But sometimes it takes, you know, a week or 2 weeks to really get the timing down that you need. But what if the Giants go into Washington opening game of the season and shock the Commanders? It would shock me. I'm going in with an open mind. Now, they have a chance defensively to be very good. I mean, Abdul Carter is an elite talent. You watch him and you study him. 3 years at Penn State, leaving LaSalle High School in Philadelphia. You know, this is a guy that when he gets to the top of his rush, he finishes. He's a finisher, not just in the pass rush. It's in the run game, too. People think if he's just a pass rusher, well, he played inside linebacker at Penn State for 2 years and was sideline to sideline. He has a very great, he's got a great skill at escaping blocks, defeating blocks, recognizing blocking assignments and defeating the block to get to the ball carrier. The guy made a ton of plays at Penn State. Now, you combine Abdul Carter with Kayvon Thibodeau, Brian Burns healthy, who wasn't healthy very much the whole season last year. But anybody that knows Burnsy, he loves the game. He doesn't complain. He doesn't whine. He just plays. But he's an elite talent. He is. And he is a great personality on your defense. You need guys like Brian Burns. Like a lot of juice comes out of that guy. But, it, you know, if you put Dexter Lawrence and this Darius Alexander, who they drafted out of Toledo, you put this defensive front together, they should be able to get to the quarterback and affect the quarterback. You know, Okereke is a good player. I mean, you go through it. Now, they have some questions at corner, and we'll see. But they, you know, they signed two really good veterans, you know, in the secondary. I mean, Javon Holland is an elite player. He's a super smart guy. The guy's a great football player, good tackler, needs to take the ball away more than he had the last 2 years in Miami, for sure. But they've upgraded the secondary. This should be, at least on paper, a much better team than what we saw last year. So if you're a Giant fan, like what the words say right on the screen, you can never lose hope. You shouldn't lose hope. I mean, a lot. Now, this coaching staff, from Brian Daboll all the way down, they got, and the general manager, you know, Joe Shane, they all got pretty much a pass from the owner, John Mara. And okay, So let's just see what you do with that. Let's get back into the NFC East. Let's get back into the race. Let's get back to being competitive. They should be. The roster, they've added talent. They've added a good draft. I'm super excited about Cam Scataboo, but Embo looks like a good offensive line prospect out of Purdue. I liked him in college. I liked him, the draft pick. I mean, they should be, you know, Malik Nabers caught 100 balls last year. He's an elite player. Feed the beast. They should be markedly improved, especially if this offensive line comes together and they can really gain yards on the ground and protect the quarterback. If they could do that, they have a chance to be competitive. And I can't wait to see week one. I can't wait to see him in training camp. I'll be up there a couple of times, I'm sure. But I really am looking forward to watching him against Washington. They've been very, very competitive with Washington over the last couple of years. They've lost some close games. I think they tied a game down in Washington. But that should be a great opening game. I know Washington won 14 games last year. And they are a better offense than the Giants are right now, especially because the quarterback made everybody better in that organization. And it's the second year under Dan Quinn. So let's see if the Giants could go in there and shock the world week one, because if that's the case, that word hope might be a little bit more than just hope. It might be people raising their expectations, but a lot. And then one game never decides any season. But we'll find out if the roster is markedly improved by how they fare in that first game against Washington. All right, everybody, that's been the Best Football Show. As news breaks, we will report it. I'll be in and out. Got some vacation coming up, but I'll try to join you whenever I can. But thanks for joining me here today. Look forward to talking to you real soon.